Welcome, everybody, to Live with Dr. Carolyn Dean. Carolyn is amazing. She's a doctor, she's a naturopath, she's an herbalist, she's an acupuncturist. She's going to tell you exactly what she would do if she were in your shoes. I can't think of a person who has devoted more time to helping people's health than Dr. Carolyn Dean. She can make a huge difference as you listen to her words of wisdom. We know she's ahead of time because she is the doctor of the future. Welcome, Dr. Carolyn Dean.
Yay. Thank you, children. Thank you, Jenny. Let's start with our future sale, Jenny. It's our first sale in a long time. We're jumping the line on the Black Friday sales and helping people who get their checks at the first of the month. And we're going to call it Purple Wednesday, November the 1st. So tell us what the sale entails, Jenny.
I think we're just going to open it wide open, just our 22% off, and let everybody have a field day playing on the website and getting all the things they need for our cold and flu season and our upcoming everything that we need to take care of, gifts and what have you, and make sure that they're all stocked up appropriately. We want to definitely give people a chance to get something that they haven't tried before. And, you know, one of the things that you've been doing, Carolyn, is going back into the blogging world and more into detail about how different nutrients are supporting different kinds of experiences. We know the most important thing of all is magnesium deficiency. A lot of our hardcore customers, like that are on the show today and on our chat line and listening in on Zoom, know about magnesium, but they just may not know how important the essential fatty acids are. They may not understand potassium is magnesium's best friend. They certainly may not get it about the way that our vitamin D is formulated. They may not understand the 2,000 milligrams a day of vitamin C, ascorbic acid, that is required to protect their bodies from non-native EMF and that kind of thing. And we talk about these things on the show, but as people are going through and considering what they need to get, you know, we're going to challenge people to try a product you haven't yet tried and see what the effect is.
Very good. Yes. And there are not that many products. Yet we do not have a website that has 100 different supplements, and you have to figure out, oh, I guess I need all of them, so I won't take any of them. It's only what the body requires is what we provide. And, you know, I was thinking when we're looking at the timing right now, Halloween is tomorrow. So what happens to the health of especially the kids? Halloween is all about sugar and candy and treats. So kids get all their sugar, they start getting the colds and flus, that drags into Thanksgiving, people are in big parties and spreading germs. And in the total biology world, people protect themselves from family encounters that they don't want to have. And it's a bit of a complex discussion, but there are lots of colds and flus that start just because you're around people that you're not that keen on. And that continues right through the holidays. So you definitely need to get your vitamin C and your picosilver and have that on hand. You can definitely get these products for gifts. They're beautiful. They're beautifully labeled, and they'll give the gift of health to people rather than that box of chocolates. Please give people Pico Silver, Remag, vitamin C berry powder for children, Restructure for young kids who won't eat a decent breakfast. You put Restructure and put a bunch of fruit in them, mix it up, you know, blend it up. Do we have recipes on the website somewhere, Ginny? She's coming. Just hang on there. She's finding the button.
I was chatting away. Yes, we have great recipes on the website, and we're getting ready to put up our winter recipes. So a lot of the recipes on the website, and you'll see right across the top, Shop All Formulas About Blog Recipes. And here's a lot of the different things from the peanut butter and protein bars. We have great smoothie recipes, our Restructure, fat-free Restructure cookies, and all kinds of other wonderful things. But we are now getting ready to put up our winter recipes. And those are soups and stews, gravies, and other hearty foods that can be made with the minerals. And of course, you can probably figure out if you can bake with it, you can cook with it, but the minerals are stable from freezing to boiling. So you can use those formulas with confidence that they won't break down. And I put a little dash of Remag and a little dash of Remite in my pumpkin pie that I made this weekend for my house guests. They didn't even know it.
Exactly. You can be doing this. I mean, we talk about taking the Remag lotion into nursing homes and hospitals and, you know, switching out a bottle of hand cream or a jar of hand cream, put the Remag lotion in it. It's so beneficial for people who just are totally magnesium deficient in a hospital setting. Okay, so the sale begins on Wednesday. So we're very excited about that. And the staff is all geared up. So we can handle it, right, Ginny?
Yeah, absolutely. And we are excited. And again, we'll mention it again in the show and you'll get the emails and stuff coming out. But we are starting our Black Friday Cyber Monday sale early. We want everybody to get the best of everything early on. Get your packages early on before everything gets all jammed up with all the stuff going on. Mm-hmm. So we're excited about it. 22% off site-wide. You'll get whatever you need. And please challenge yourself to try something that you haven't tried before and really experience the difference that a new product can make in your current lineup.
Right. Because actually, one thing I just thought of, you know, the traditional Black Friday, Cyber Monday, the mails get jammed up. You start hearing things like, oh, you better, you know, order this or that or the next thing quick because you won't get it in time. So yeah, we're jump-starting everything. So there's that. And how long does the sale go, Ginny?
The sale will be through the 1st through the 6th.
Ah, okay. Awesome. Yeah. And Brian and Tony will be sending out the notices about it. So that's awesome. Now, something else that we realized that we haven't been talking about is vitamin mineral test kits? Yeah. The Grassroots Health test kits. It's under the research tab at the top of the homepage of RNA Reset, Ginny.
Yes. If you, again, back on the website, as you go across the top and you see all the different tabs, you'll see, actually it's under professionals, the clinical research, but it is under clinical research. Yeah.
Mm. So it's a finger prick test. You poke your little finger and you squeeze it onto a little bit of cardboard. There's a circle that you're aiming for. And you can test for magnesium, vitamin D, omega-3s, and TSH. And what you want to know going into the winter is what your vitamin D levels are. And you want your magnesium level too, because vitamin D requires magnesium in order to activate it, for Pete's sakes. And then the omega-3s are very important. They are an essential fatty acid that makes your cell membrane. So all this business about leaky this and leaky that, well, you can have leaky cells if your cell membranes aren't strong enough. TSH, that's a thyroid test. And that, I mean, we're not testing you medically. It's just sort of a screen to know if it's elevated, then your thyroid is trying to tell you that it's getting a bit hypo. So what else can we say about that, Ginny? What? Oh yes, it's a research project. That's why we have it under professional research. Grassroots Health, started by Carol Baggerly, when she had breast cancer, and she got herself treated and everything afterward. And being an engineer, she thought, well, why did I? What happened? What's going on with my body that I would get breast cancer? And she looked back at her health records and found that her vitamin D levels were in the tank. They were so low. So she began looking at vitamin D. She said she even went to a vitamin D conference, and she found out all these research studies on cancer and all kinds of diseases, and the researchers were up there, and she was very impressed. But then she waited with bated breath. Well, when are they going to tell us what to take? Where are the doctors? Where are the clinicians? And she actually got up in a Q&A period and said, well, where is your sense of urgency about getting this information out to the public? And it's the same thing Ginny and I say every time we go to one of these so-called nutrition conferences. These people are doing all this research and it's not going anywhere. It's like swirling around in this little pool, and nothing gets out to the public. I came across it when I was did my magnesium book. I asked Bella and Burton Altura, the two huge magnesium researchers, but when I was talking to them back in the late 1990s, they'd done 1,000 papers on magnesium. People told me, oh, they'll never forward your book, because that's what I wanted them to do. But by the time I talked to them, they said, well, we're fed up because we're doing all this research, it's not getting out to the public. And that brings me to my first topic, death by food. There's an article that Mercola, well, he doesn't write his articles, but he posted an article, and now it's archived, so you can't reach it unless you join his club. But I gave Melody Rose a URL for it, where it was reposted, and it's called "Fast Food Loaded with Antibiotics, Hormones, Heavy Metals, but Few Nutrients." Now, this is what we've come to in nutritional research. In September 2023, moms across America submitted food samples from 10 fast food chains to the Health Research Institute, a nonprofit lab that tests food for nutrient content, contaminants, and toxins. Now, why did these millions of dollar funded NIH and every other institute, nutritional research, not think to do this? A couple of weeks ago, I probably talked about the ultra processed food study that was done. Now, that was back in 2019, Kevin Hall. And it turns out he only had 20 people in this study where he fed them for a certain amount of time, just plain processed food. And another certain amount of time, he switched them out and fed them ultra processed food. And the only thing he gleaned from the study, apparently, was that the ultra processed food people, who they were allowed to eat as much as they wanted, they consistently ate 500 calories more a day than the non-ultra processed food group, and they gained weight. And it was all a big kerfuffle, like, oh, well, we don't know why that happened. What's going on? And it's so ridiculous because they, and my common sense theory has been for decades, well, you know, you eat more of the crap trying to get the nutrients out of the crap, and there aren't any nutrients in the crap. And this is what these dear, you know, moms across America found out. They tested these food samples from 10 fast food chains. Each food sample was tested for the presence of 104 of the most common veterinary drugs and hormones.
Oh, geez.
104. Oh, because, geez. You know, we're eating fast food at McDonald's, Starbucks, Subway, Chick-fil-A, Burger King, Taco Bell, Chipotle, Dunkin' Donuts, Wendy's, and Domino's. And only Chipotle and Subway tested negative for veterinary drugs. And they say it's because most chain restaurants rely on beef and chicken from concentrated animal feeding operations where veterinary drugs are routinely used because of the confined animal operating conditions, you know, close quarters, unsanitary spaces, high incidence of disease. And most of America's non-organic meat comes from livestock heavily treated with antibiotics, growth hormones, and anti-parasitic drugs. So 6 of the 10 fast food samples contained a veterinary antibiotic not approved for human use, and it can cause severe harm. And it goes on and on and on. You seriously pick up this URL that Melody Rose is going to put on the chat, print this up, and show it to everybody you know who's eating fast food. You know, people say, oh, you know, it's this or that. You take any eat Costco. I mean, I get pulled into it sometimes. Oh, there's a natural source, this or that. But then you read the ingredients. And seriously, these antibiotics and whatnot, they're not in the ingredient list. They're not, it's not necessary to label these things, but they're in all these junk foods or packaged foods. These veterinary drugs are toxic to dogs and horses and can cause paralysis of the hind legs at extremely low levels. So moms across America say they're gravely concerned about the population, especially children, unknowingly eating unprescribed antibiotic from livestock, even at low levels, eaten consistently because of the potential damage to the microbiome, as well as the risk of antibiotic-resistant bacterial growth. Chick-fil-A was found to contain a contraceptive that's used to control geese and pigeon populations. A European review board was unable to establish a safe level of residue in chickens and eggs. It just goes on and on. These drugs are ending up in foods, although they're not authorized for humans, and we're still eating them. And, you know, some people are eating fast food 3 times a day, and there can be chronic poisoning. Then these dear people went on. This is September 2022, just a few months ago, a year ago. They tested 43 school lunches for the presence of hormones, veterinary drugs, but also pesticides, heavy metals, and nutritional content. 95% of the school lunch items had detectable levels of glyphosate, a carcinogen, and endocrine disrupting weed killer, routinely used on GMO grains, that has been linked to liver inflammation, metabolic disorder, cardiovascular disease, and cancer. for Pete's sakes. The highest levels were found in beef tacos. Gosh. If consumed regularly, the glyphosates have harmful effects, including symptoms of non-alcoholic fatty liver disease when fed to rats. I mean, they're not doing human studies on these things. We can only assume from what's happening to poor rats and mice. And 9 of the 43 school lunches contain 4 types of veterinary drugs and hormones. 100% contained heavy metals at levels 6,293 times higher than the maximum level allowed in drinking water. No wonder kids' brains are exploding. The highest levels of heavy metals were cadmium and lead, and abysmally low in essential nutrients. So they measured copper was low, calcium, potassium, phosphorus, magnesium, zinc, and manganese were deficient in at least 50% of the samples. So this article is saying without proper nutrients, our children's brains will not function properly. Their bodies will not be developed as needed. And children with learning and behavioral issues are deficient in vitamins and minerals, et cetera, including violent behavior. Crazy, crazy. MAA, not the martial arts people, but these women are martial artists. I'll tell you, they could get an award for doing this beat down. So moms across America went on to test 21 fast foods for essential minerals and the top 10 brands for B vitamins. And of course, they didn't find any B vitamins. Zero amounts of B9 and B12. And they went on to talk about the B12 deficiencies cause symptoms of brain fog, memory lapses, mood swings, apathy, fatigue, muscle weakness, tingling of the extremities. So seriously, get this article, print it up, show it to your young grandsons and granddaughters and say, look, this food isn't even safe for mice and rats. Actually, that's what I used to say in my medical practice to my young patients. I said, do you know that they do experiments where they offer rats sugar-coated cereal to eat or a piece of cardboard box that the cereal comes in and the rats prefer the box? And then I tell them, did you know that these junk foods are unsafe to feed to your dog? And they get it. Kids get it. It was quite fun actually watching them click to the information. So Ginny, what do you say about that horrific news?
Well, I say yay to the moms across America and leave it to the moms to get busy and figure some stuff out because they solve a lot of problems and they're going to solve this problem too, because they don't want to feed their children a bunch of junk.
Yeah.
And, you know, the word junk food is actually not even appropriate anymore. It's poison. And they're starting to figure it out. They don't want their children to be poisoned, and they're noticing in their cognitive behavior between what happens with the, you know, crazy, you know, tech body and what's happening with the food that their kids are not the way they should be. So puberty wise and every other way. God bless them. And, you know, congratulations for their amazing work. And this is what we always say, Carolyn, that we are going to keep the kids front and center, because this is important for our generation to be well and to have the energy to pave the way for the next generation that's really going to need a lot of help.
Yeah, to pay off the national debt, for Pete's sakes. But anyway, moving on. Let Carolyn, me go.
Let me have, I've got questions here for you. So maybe we could take a break for questions real quick.
Oh, sure. Go ahead.
Okay. I want to just say that the pricing on the website for the sale is 22% off. You do not need a code. It'll be site-wide starting Wednesday morning, November 1st. Okay. Let me, Linda is asking about shingles. What is the cause of shingles? What do you do for shingles? How do you use Pico Silver for shingles? And should you use aloe for shingles?
Okay, so shingles are reactivated chickenpox virus. They're usually on one side of the body. And they are the chickenpox virus that sits on the nerve root ganglion, for Pete's sakes, along your spine. And it causes blistering along the nerve, the linear, I don't know, projection of the nerve. And it can be very painful, et cetera, et cetera. What I personally would do is take Pico Silver by mouth, even, you know, 4 or 5 teaspoons a day. I'd spray Pico Silver on the area. You don't spray Remag on blisters because it's too strong somehow. Our Pico Silver, when you taste it, it's not strong, so you can use it directly on wounds. I haven't used clay and silver on shingles, but it depends on where the shingles are. That if they're accessible and you could put a poultice on it, I might do clay dampened or made into a paste with Pico Silver and Pico Zinc Plus. I would use them both because it's a wound. And the cause of it is stress. It's getting so stressed out that your body is, your immune system is no longer kind of keeping that old chickenpox dormant in the nerve root ganglion. Aloe can be soothing. Aloe has healing aspects, but not like are Pico Silver and Pico Zinc. Ginny, what have I left out?
Excellent. I think that's wonderful. I did not know that it was a virus that specifically attacks the nervous system. So once again, Dr. Dean, for the win, you learn something new every single time you listen to this show. Wow. Because that explains a lot, right? It explains how it's systemic. It explains how it's so aggravating, explains how it's so painful because you have so many raw, agitated nerves. It explains how it comes out through your skin. So that's fantastic. So yes, I can see why Pico Silver for the win, 100%. And what would you say? Double up on the other formulas probably, right?
Yes,
because
yes,
Remag
yes.
For nerves, but that's all oral, not topical.
Yeah, the oral stuff, you're realigned to get your B vitamins in there because they help heal the nerves. And just look at what was the stress that caused this? And you know, can you fortify yourself with more of the nutrients so you won't get into that stress pattern? Because we're all having stress and it does drain our nutrients. And we do need to keep giving ourselves our building blocks of our nutrients to replace what we're losing from the stress. You know, our adrenaline is being drained out. Everything gets drained out when we burn magnesium, basically.
Very good. Angeline said, I have chronic insomnia. I've been like this for 35 years. What can I take?
Well, we don't know what Angeline has been taking, if she's on our Remag, but we do find that our Remag is pretty awesome. What I would think for someone who's been at this for decades is to talk to someone in customer service, find out what you're doing, you know, maybe your sleep patterns, see what formulas you're on now, how much you're on. Or if you aren't on any of our formulas, then start on this or that, you know, Remag, maybe even RNA drops or RNA reset drops can kind of reset, you know, your whole kind of life force. Basically, I never know how to talk about our drops, but they do amazing things when people tell us, oh, you know, nothing's helped for decades. Well, okay, let's reset you with our RNA reset drops. But yeah, talk to customer service. We could just say, oh, take some Remag, but there, I think there's more going on. There's even total biology things that if some of our customer service people do have my total biology notes, and I can certainly give them to all our customer service people so that they can cut and paste sections of total biology and what sleep is about, insomnia. I mean, what is it? You're hyper alert and hyper aware. You're afraid that you'll miss something. You're afraid of something. So you stay on guard. You know, what keeps a person on guard? You know, I have in my online, what was it, modules, I can't even remember, complimentary, what was I calling them?
Completement now.
my completement now, I had 108 modules. I had a whole section on sleep, you know, tearing out your wireless in your bedroom, you know, not watching TV just before bedtime, blackout curtains. There's many, many things. Our health coaching system, our main module starts with sleep. To go into this whole process, we could set you up with our health coaches about how to approach this. It's not something where you just say, what pill can I take, and then be done with it. Your body is telling you something, and you can learn from it. And so there, that hopefully that helps, Angeline.
Very good. Excellent. Thank you. Next question is, I just want to address Diana Orlando and a couple people asking about cooking with the minerals. And it seems like you couldn't cook with them, or getting the heat would make them unstable, but just think they are minerals. And so they're fine that way. And yes, Diana asked, can you use pico potassium? You can use all the liquid minerals the same way. None of them fall out. You wouldn't cook with pico silver, because there's not really nutritional value to pico silver. There's great value to pico silver, but it's not a nutritional exercise necessarily. But pico potassium, put in your smoothies or all kinds of other things. So yes, you can use them all that way. Now,
pico silver, you know, they haven't done enough research on silver, but it is a nutrient that the body apparently needs, and it does support the stem cell production. And apparently stem cells are not just in bone marrow, they're also in fatty tissue, which I was just reading about. I mean, you could cook, if you have a designated amount of minerals you want to take and you don't want to drink them down, then put them in your food.
Yes.
Any one of them.
Yeah. Now, let me just say this. Jeannie Hampton was asking, can you remind us of how to use pico silver? I would like to try it, but I need to know more. So what would you say to that thing about pico silver, that question?
Well, it especially, you know, if you're in a colder climate now and winter's coming on, it's a anti-infective, stem cell production support, so it does all that. It's a wound healer. Personally, I take 1 or 2 teaspoons every day, and you just put it in with your other minerals in your drinking water, your sea salted drinking water. So it's I don't know what more to say about it, but what you can do, Ginny, is get in touch with customer service and find out where to get my Pico Silver booklet that I wrote. And that is pretty awesome information in there.
Yes. And there's also another webinar, if you remember, that you can see about Pico Silver called Lowering Your Infectious Load. Ooh. And the premise behind that webinar is just that everybody does have a low level of infectious load toddling around with them, kind of like the old cartoon Pig Pen. It's just kind of floating around. in you know, under the layer of your body. And if you can actually start to dump some of that stuff just gradually, it's going to support you. And one of the things that a lot of our staff noticed way back in the day when we first got Pico Silver is how much energy they got from taking it right away. And it was like it was clearing things out and just lightening that load, that there wasn't such a drain on the system, your batteries to really be able to deal with all that extra. So again, I think the best thing to do, this is one of the reasons for the sale, grab some, try it, notice what you notice, report back in.
Yeah, awesome. Yeah, when I did the AIDS chronic fatigue research in New York, and we did blood tests on all the participants, everybody had layers of infections, and they didn't really have overt symptoms. But yes, like you say, there's a certain amount of decreased energy. And I know the Pico Silver testimonials would include people who had frozen shoulder and joint problems and pains because they had subclinical infections in their joints.
Oh, wow. Very cool. Okay. Yeah. We have two more questions and then we have somebody calling in, Carolyn. So let me get the questions and then we'll take our phone call, our Zoom call. Okay. And so the questions are, Alice Anderson saying, things are not working out for me drinking continuously the mineral water all day into 7 p.m. How do I switch over to a magnesium that absorbs easily in your stomach, taking it three times a day instead? Thank you.
Well, just do that. And yeah, I don't drink. Yeah, I try not to drink after 5 p.m. so I don't get up at night. So yes, you could I think in the beginning, we tell people to drink it throughout the day while you're building up your amounts. If you're happy with your progress and your whatever symptoms you started with are improved, then you go to a maintenance type of approach. And, you know, three times a day would be fine.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. You don't have to switch formulas. Remag is the formula that does not cause the laxative effect. And you're not really drinking it through the day to avoid the laxative effect. You're drinking it through the day to create saturation, a constant supply circulating, again, to, as Carolyn said, until you get those levels up a little bit. So if you feel confident with that, sure. Shoot back once or twice a day, be done. Very good.
Say once a day, Ginny.
Once or twice. I agree.
Yeah, two or three times a day would be better, because once a day you can overload yourself and then waste your minerals. You'll urinate them out.
Okay, very good. Let me get this question in. This question was, what are your thoughts on your erythritol causing cancer, Carolyn?
I looked into that. Way back when it was in the news.
I think it might be in a radio show archive. Let me look for that, and maybe we can get the answer. Shoot us a quick email through customer service, because I think you went into kind of a presentation about it on a radio show a couple months ago, actually. So let's see if we can find it that way.
Okay. Yes.
Okay. What is your take on just taking a single Celtic salt on your tongue before drinking water or mineral water? So like, you know, I guess you would just, you know, use the salt shaker and put a little dab in your thing and then put it on your tongue and then swallow water after that. What do you think about that?
No, apparently, and common sense would tell you that you want the salt to be dissolved in the water, because it's the dissolving that puts the mineral compounds that are in the salt in solution so that they separate into their separate elements and become ions and make it easier to absorb. That's how minerals are absorbed. You take all these mineral compounds and you think, oh, I'm getting the mineral. No, you're getting a compound, and you're hoping that that compound will I'll go through dissolution into the magnesium part and the chloride part, and that your cells can grab the magnesium part before the magnesium slaps back into the compound form, because magnesium is so active, it's so volatile. What we've done with the REMAG and the REMITE and all the other minerals is stabilize the ion of the actual elemental minerals so that it's always available for absorption. So just, I mean, you'll get something out of the salt, I'm sure, but it really makes a difference if the minerals are dissolved in water. So there.
Very good. Bonnie asks, can you take bioplasma homeopathic cell salts while taking your formulas?
Of course. Of course.
Very good. Rose above just said she placed her order Monday. Can she cancel and reorder? You don't have to go through all those changes. Just call customer service and they'll fix it up for you. Okay. Shall we talk to our wonderful caller, Deb, who's here on Zoom and would like to chitty chat with you, Carolyn?
Okay, Deb.
All right, Deb Valeri. Let's see. Deb, are you there?
Hi, Dr. Jean. Thank you for taking my call. Appreciate it. So I have Hashimoto's hypothyroid. I have low pancreatic enzymes and a 3 millimeter dilation of the pancreatic duct. I don't know, whatever. And I get recurrent. Well, I was getting recurrent diverticulitis, but since I've been taking urine things plus psyllium seed, I haven't been getting it. So that's good. But my question is, I'm not really sure. And I just learned something now when you said to, I've been just drinking the REMITE, REMAG, berry, vitamin C and salt. I've been just drinking it like 2 hours after lunch, between 2 hours after lunch and an hour before dinner. So like within a 2 hour period, I've been drinking the whole thing, which doesn't seem to be appropriate from what you just said.
Right. In the beginning. Yes. Okay.
So I just want to make sure I'm taking things in the right way. So when I wake up, I take a generic form of Cytomel, 12.5 milligrams. Mm-hmm. And then I wait an hour and I take the Flora Revive. And then I still have a glutathione B complex. I haven't finished that yet to order the Realign. Mm-hmm. So an hour after the Cytomel, I take the Flora Revive and the glutathione and B complex. Then I wait 15 minutes and I take the RNA reset drops. I'm only up to 3 because I'm introducing everything slowly.
Mm-hmm.
And then I wait a few hours because I do intermittent fasting. So I basically eat breakfast at around 11:30, 12 o'clock, and then I eat dinner around 5 or 6 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
So 3 hours after I have the reset drops, I'll have some slippery elements, the colonies, which is a psyllium seed and husk.
Mm.
And then an hour later, I'll eat my first meal of the day and I take my pancreatic enzymes, some betaine, hydrochloric acid, NAC, turmeric, vitamin C, selenium, quercetin. I take a million things. Then 2 hours after the meal, I take my 4 cups of water with the REMITE, REMAG, vitamin C. I'm doing 1 teaspoon of the REMAG, 3/4 of a teaspoon of the REMITE, the little scoop of the berry vitamin C, and 1/4 teaspoon of sea salt.
Mm.
So I'm taking that and I'm drinking it. You know, sometimes I just drink it all at once. Like, I don't know, maybe, and I don't want to waste it. So
I gotta
like distribute that with everything else I'm doing. And then that's it. I mean, and then at night I take magnesium glycinate for the loose stool effect, vitamin D, Flora Revive, and then I take bioidentical progesterone, 100 milligrams. And then, so that's basically what I'm doing. And I just want to make sure that I'm taking things in the right way at the right time and not like mixing things. Oh, I also take the Pico Silver just twice a day randomly. Mm. Try to empty stomach. I don't know if that matters.
No, that's okay. I mean, you're expressing here, Deb, the someone who's in the beginning stages of taking the products, and you're with Hashimoto's. We know it's related to yeast overgrowth, so you're on the Floravivine and the Picosilver, so that's great. And you're taking the Remite for the thyroid. You're on the, as you say, the Cytomel. And you'll watch that to see if there's a time when you can, with your doctor, wean off or wean back on the Cytomel, but you might not need it. And like you said, you'll be able to switch to the Realign when you finish the other product. So, I mean, everything is going along nicely. You'll find as you take more Remeg, it will help your bowels naturally, not as a laxative, like as you're taking the magnesium glycinate you said for your bowels, but Remeg at 2 to 2.5 teaspoons will keep your bowel peristalsis going nicely so that it won't you won't and I know you're concerned because you want to stay away from the diverticulitis, so you want to keep that psyllium going, and that's important when you're intermittent fasting because you don't tend to a person doesn't tend to have enough fiber. So I think you're doing everything.
But I see now I was only aware that I could take a teaspoon of the Remag because I also don't sleep at night. So I didn't know I could take more Remag. And what would I do? Just add that water with everything else or take it like at another time of day?
Well,
See how.
that's where we tell people to put it in a you get your water intake, take your body weight in pounds, divide that in half, and drink that many ounces of water a day. And in one of the, like in a mason jar, you fill that with water, or a quart of water, or a liter, put a quarter teaspoon in that, and then put all your minerals in that, your silver, your Remag, your Remite. And you increase over time, and you're drinking that through the day. Someone earlier said, "Well, I don't want to drink it through the day. Can I take it 3 times a day?" But in the beginning, it's good to take it. That's one of your drinks. You're drinking a plain water with sea salt. All each liter of drinking water has a quarter teaspoon of sea salt, so you have maybe 2 mason jars. And you're sort of drinking the both throughout the day. You use the water or your mineral water to swallow your supplements, and you swallow them through the day. Now, I think what would help is if you just sat on the phone with one of our customer service people and went through all this just to make sure you had all your questions answered. But you're covering the bases, like I said. It's yeast toxins that interact with the thyroid and get into this Hashimoto's position. And you're, go ahead.
I was told not to take any type of minerals around, like within 3 hours of the Cytomel, or it wouldn't work. It would decrease the effect of the Cytomel.
Yeah, and I don't know about that. I've heard about food around thyroid meds, and I just don't understand it. I heard about it mostly with magnesium, and I think it's because most doctors think magnesium is just a laxative, and it will laxative out the mineral, laxative out the drugs. But I've never seen any science behind that.
Right.
So.
So if you had the problem that I have with like having to take magnesium glycinate at night, how much of the Remag would you take during the day and, also to help with sleep?
Well, what you do is you keep your magnesium glycinate going and then increase the Remag, drinking it through the day. You might be, as I said, go up to 2, 2.5 teaspoons, maybe 3. And as you start getting too loose bowel movements, you cut back on your magnesium glycinate.
And then would you increase the remite too, or no, just leave the remite at 3/4 of a teaspoon?
No, for thyroid, you want a teaspoon and a half. You want 2 doses a day. Some people will go up to 2 teaspoons of remite a day.
So it's 1.5 to 2 teaspoons of remite and 2.5 to 3 teaspoons of Remag. And then
Correct.
you wouldn't put that all in the same
You
liter of
put it
water.
all. You put it all in the same liter of water with your berry powder for taste, and you drink from that. I'll take a few slugs of it and then some plain water, and maybe swallow some of my capsules when I'm taking either one of those drinks. And Cytomel, don't I mean, have you been told or that to just take it at bedtime?
No,
So you,
I take it first thing in the morning. That's what they told me to
yeah, because at bedtime, then you don't have to worry about waiting 3 hours. You just sleep it through.
But I take the magnesium glycinate at bedtime, so
Ah, right.
yeah.
But
It's
there's gonna
very,
come,
you take
there's
all this
gonna come. I know. I mean, the way you described it, it's like, oh my gosh, the poor girl looks what, but it'll sort itself out. There'll come a time when you don't need the magnesium glycinate for your bowels at night, because the REMAG will rehab your intestines.
Is it okay to take the RNA reset drops like that close? Like I think it's like an hour after I take the Flora Revive.
Oh yeah, that they're like a 15 minute away from food.
Okay, but even with the Flora Revive, because I don't know, it seems to me it almost feels like I'm taking the RNA reset drops almost taste like a probiotic to me because it tastes like it's been fermented, like almost like a sourdough kind of.
Right. Yeah, they are germinated barley seeds, but yeah, they're fine under the tongue. Hold them in your mouth as long as you can, and 15 minutes away from food, just so that they can have their chance to absorb. But they're not going to interfere with anything. It's just more to ha for them to have the chance to absorb.
Yeah, I just don't want them to be negated.
You
That's
don't
my
want them what, sore dip?
I don't want I want them to be effective, so I don't want to take them with something else that is going to make it not effective.
Oh, they're so powerful, though. They'll do their job.
And is
Yeah.
it okay? I'm increasing it every 3 days. I'm increasing by a drop. So I only
Right.
started 3 days ago. So now I'm at 3 drops. And
Right.
then on the bottle, it said to take in the morning and at night, but I've just been taking them in the morning because I don't want it to interfere with my sleep.
That's fine. Yeah, that's just fine. I only take mine once a day.
And then I want to know if you thought any of the other formulas would be helpful for
Well, they
my
will be. Yes, that's where I want you to talk to someone at customer service, and then you'll look at our vitamin D, D3K2, because that's very important for the immune system, the bowel, and everything. Omega-3s are going to be important. So at this point, you're just missing those two. Because,
Yeah, I mean, I do. I take Rosita oil, but I'm just waiting to finish it. It's so gross.
which oil? Sorry, which?
Rosita cod liver oil.
Oh gosh, I know.
It's
Yeah.
gross.
Yeah,
I'm
it
just
is.
like waiting to finish that. I'm waiting to finish my glutathione with my B complex. And then
Yeah.
I just take a vitamin D3 at night with the magnesium glycinate.
Right.
But it doesn't have K2 in it, so.
Right. Yes, you're in the transition where you're sort of taking a clump of the old things and the clump of the new things, and then you'll transition, and it'll be a little more smooth, in the next month or two.
All right, well, great. Thank you so much for taking my call. I appreciate.
Oh, you're welcome. It's a good reminder for anybody who's listening how I would approach this for myself. That's the way we talk about it, Deb. I'm not trying to tell you what to do medically. I'm saying what I would do for myself, being in your shoes pretty much actually. So thank you for calling, and keep in touch with customer service. It can be very helpful.
Yeah, I've talked to them, but I don't know. I just don't. Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, thank you.
Okay, great. Bye-bye now.
Very good. Excellent. Yes, a lot of people talk to customer service, but sometimes people just want to talk to the doctor. There's just
Of
no way
course.
around it, Carolyn.
And
And
I will say more than customer service is, quote, allowed to say,
yeah.
you know. But
Okay.
let me quick, we've only got a couple minutes. We can go over a bit, but I have to get to these questions that got emailed in. Okay.
Okay.
Has Dr. Dean ever recommended inositol powder for anxiety or better sleep in addition to Remag? Please let me know. This has been recommended to me as it works well with magnesium. So I'm saying I'm not against it, but only after making sure you're taking enough Remag and potassium, Realign, omega-3s. And if you look up the inositol in foods, there does seem to be enough inositol in foods. But you know, I constantly talk about how foods are deficient, but it's in, what is it, beans, peas, brown rice, wheat bran, nuts, cantaloupe, bananas, raisins, cabbage, and liver. I mean, the way I look at, oh, what about this for sleep? What about threonine? What about this or that? I just say you really have to go the gamut with the minerals before you go off and do high doses of something that, you know, in sort of a medicinal sense, as if you're treating, you know, a problem, and you hit it with a high dose of something. If the sleep is caused by a mineral deficiency or a B vitamin deficiency or an essential fatty acid deficiency, you want to take care of that first. Next question, what supplements regulate collagen in the body? Well, that's vitamin C. And the questioner is saying there was a podcast where Dr. Dean talks about collagen and magnesium for bone health, and he or she thinks it was removed. So I don't know about that, Ginny. Did I mean, we had a vitamin C with our vitamin C experts. I don't know. Did I do a podcast about collagen and magnesium? I don't remember anything.
Well, we definitely have talked about collagen and magnesium on our blog, so maybe that's what they're referring to. We have done something about that, but I don't remember you doing one that way either.
No. But yeah, vitamin C is very important, and certainly magnesium helps the elastin part of collagen, and vitamin C is a precursor to collagen production. So there are probably articles about both. I can just search drcarolyndean.com. Next question. What magnesium, excuse me, what magnesium formulation do you recommend for treating insulin resistance? And Dana says L-threonate gives me headaches. It gives me headaches too because it's so expensive and it doesn't work. And they say it's the best and it's not. Remag is the best. So for insulin resistance, well, we haven't gotten even to our article of the day, which is magnesium and insulin resistance. So, Dana, read today's blog at drcarolyndean.com and it'll talk about REMAG and insulin resistance. Oh, and here's something. Kelly says, I recently saw somewhere that a person with hypothyroidism can have shoulder pain. Why is this, and what can a person do about it? And she says, I also have nerve sensitivity in my hands. I'm doing magnesium, but maybe not enough. Is there a type of magnesium that's better for nerves? Remag, of course. And if you've been listening to the show, Kelly, you know that Remag is a stabilized ion of magnesium. It's going to be fully absorbed at the cellular level. And in terms of frozen shoulder and even these nerve sensitivity in the hands that is common in thyroid disease, they say as many as 80% of thyroid patients have some degree of myopathy, which is a weakening of the muscles that sometimes leads to pain, tenderness, cramps, and spasms. So there's joints, nerves, and muscles. And what I think is that the low temperature that you get with hypothyroidism slows your metabolism, fluid retention, get fluid retention because everything is slowed down. And then yeast overgrowth, which favors lower temperatures, all conspire to cause joint pain and muscle weakness and hypothyroidism. And we also mentioned earlier about subclinical infections will then gravitate to these slow metabolic joints. And you've got infection there as well. So we're looking at using Remite and Picosilver. And I think that was that. And what about question five? Did you, I shut down my email. Ginny, did you see questions five about someone asking about a special?
Yeah, well, that's the question. No, let me look for it real quick. Also, here is about a pet podcast. Is
Yeah.
the pet special going to be next week since it was skipped? We haven't had a pet special,
No.
but we're always here to talk about how much we love our pets and how to do various things. We're not veterinarians. We hesitate to talk too aggressively about it. But doing the very basic, just adding a little bit of Remag, Remite, or something to the water is usually what we feel comfortable talking about. Sometimes a
Yeah.
little bit of Pico Silver.
Yeah, we wouldn't be doing a pet podcast. That would, yeah, that would be stepping on too many toes,
That's
little
right.
animal toes.
Animal toes and too many paws. That's right.
And pause.
That's right.
So
That's
the
right.
blog today that we're not getting to is magnesium and insulin resistance. So maybe next week I'll go into that. And but it's very important. One of the signs of diabetes and prediabetes is low magnesium. It's in the medical books. Doctors don't look at, when they see nutrients, they just, scan over it. Seriously, they think magnesium is a laxative. So doctors aren't going to be recommending magnesium, but it's in the books as a sign of diabetes and blood sugar problems. So that's where, we have this article about magnesium and insulin resistance. So there.
Very good. Very good. All right. Deb is asking a question about Dr. McCullough's protocol to rid the body of the spike protein, but we're running late in the show, and that's probably something we'll have to talk about maybe here next week, Carolyn. You can kind of talk a little bit about some of these advocacies for getting rid of.
Yeah, I'll have to look into that. I know they're looking at the ivermectins and I don't we I don't know that we've had any customer feedback about how people are dealing with post-COVID. I know in our customer base, we really did not seem to have much COVID. Maybe, it was less than other groups because people did just take their nutrients that we recommend. And I don't know how much I want to get into the COVID world. We just look at COVID, long COVID, as the chronic fatigue syndrome that I've been recommending on treatments for decades. Chronic fatigue syndrome is magnesium deficiency and and yeast overgrowth. So we focus there. In terms of the spike proteins, yeah. What do you think, Ginny? Should we do that, or is it something we should take a pass on?
Well, I think one of the things that you can kind of do is just look and see what it is, if there's any kind of red flag that comes up for you, because a lot of the reason why these alternative therapies are recommended is because they don't know about REMAG. They don't know about Pico Silver. Yeah. They're talking about, anti-inflammatories and different things to alleviate different aspects, but, bromelain, for example. But I mean, bromelain is an enzyme, and if you don't have enough magnesium, your enzyme systems aren't going to get activated properly. So you really want to make sure that you've got those. I always tell people there's a biological requirement for certain things, and then there's just something that's nice to have. And, if you don't have the biological requirements for magnesium and the essential vitamins and minerals covered, including your vitamin D score, including your essential fatty acids, coming full circle to that grassroots health research project, you aren't going to be able to make good use of any of these other things either. Do you agree, Carolyn?
Right. So I'm just looking at McCullough's protocol. Natokinase, so that's the blood thinner, natural blood thinner. And, I talk a little bit about that. Again, I don't want to get too medicinal, but personally, if I needed blood thinner, I'd be using natokinase. And the bromelain, the 500 milligrams, that's an enzyme that Ginny was talking about. And then they use a nanoliposomal curcumin, kind of from turmeric as an anti-inflammatory. So yes, these are kind of medicinal things to treat symptoms, whereas the way we look at the body is let's give it the building blocks so it can make its own, enzymes and blood thinners and anti-inflammatories. I mean, that there's no problem, no contraindication to taking these things along with our formulas, but make sure that you don't replace our formulas with these things, because they're just symptomatic treatments to suppress symptoms rather than to give yourself the building blocks to make your own enzymes and anti-inflammatories, make your own glutathione and all the rest of it. Right, Ginny?
Yeah, I think that sounds right. Very good. Yeah. Mm. Yeah. The protocol is to rid the body of spike proteins. Yes, I mean, and I understand that. But on the daily basis, your body can and is already accomplishing that, because it is a foreign object that it doesn't really want in there. Would you agree with that, Carolyn?
That's right, right. Yeah. And down and further down on McCullough's article, he's talking about ivermectin and spike protein and using that. Now, the thing about ivermectin, it's an ionophore, which is a chemical that opens cell mineral channels to allow zinc into the cell. So what we've said is, well, with our Pico Zinc Plus, and the plus is the copper balancer. So with our Pico Zinc, it's already in an ion state. So it doesn't need ivermectin in order to get it into the cell. So again, we're in the position of having these things that we can't really tell a lot of people about. We can't advertise. We can't say that we can help people. I mean, the McCullough,
yeah, Dr. McCullough,
doesn't look right in my mouth. He and all his friends who've been working diligently on this, they're all being attacked. They're all being losing their licenses and just being hammered for trying to help people. And so We all have to be careful in this time of the FDA just wanting people to take drugs and not giving any support for dietary supplements.
Serious times. Serious time. But I do agree, Carolyn, with your statement, and it's the thing that we always try to reinforce is that building blocks for the body 24/7, and you're going to have appropriate function in your body. And symptomatic dosing for any condition, you're going to have sporadic results. And what we try to do is encourage people to consistently, day in, day out, using the building blocks in that stabilized ionic form in food-based methylated vitamins to actually accomplish what the body requires, and then not doing the symptomatic peppering of these situations because
See, all these doctors are allopathic medical doctors. They approach it allopathically, using natural substances, but it's all an allopathic approach. You never hear them talking about building blocks, or none of them know about the nine minerals that support thyroid function, or 80% of known metabolic functions require magnesium. So they don't know about REMAG. They just think that, oh, you can only take 300 or 400 milligrams of magnesium, otherwise you'll get the laxative effect. So then all your magnesium deficiency symptoms, they think, have to be treated with medicinal amounts of quote natural substances. But then you get into, well, the bromelain, where's it coming from? The curcumin, is it organic? Where's the natokinase coming from? Is that directly from soy? And when I was in the herbal world, herbs, if they're not organic, contain all the chemicals that we talked about in the Moms Across America study. They are not, they grow herbs. Some of the herbs are very delicate and need a lot of a lot of pesticides and herbicides so that they can grow them. And then they're in the herbs. Unless a herb says it's organic, or unless you grow it yourself, it's suspect, let's say.
Very good. Well, a lot of very positive comments on the chat line. Thanking you for today's information, Carolyn. It has been a great show. I'm very, very disappointed and distraught that I can't tell you my most fabulous testimonial ever in the whole wide world. So I guess
Oh,
I'll just have to tell you next week.
no, we can do it. Do you mind going over another 3 minutes?
No, do you want to hear it? It's really
Yes,
good. Okay.
okay.
Listen. First of all, we haven't talked about this in just the longest time, the parathyroid and how it pushes calcium and causes problems for the body. Well, my friend came to visit me. I haven't seen him in many years, and he came and he was telling me that he had these terrible kidney stones and all these problems, and he had a terrible pain in his knees. And he got a young whippersnapper who realized what was going on, and he had parathyroid surgery. And he got rid of all the calcium push in his body, and he couldn't believe that the pain in his knees had started to go away. But one was worse than the other. And so I said, well, you still got calcium buildup, so let me have you put some REMAG balm on your knees. And he's like, no, forget it, forget it. No, this isn't going to work. I have so many rubs at home. No, nothing ever works. So Greg said, this is her business. This is what she does. So he's like, okay, well, I don't want to offend you. So I slathered the REMAG balm all over his knees. And the next morning he's like, I don't know. This might have done something. And so it was so cute because he kept putting it on while he was here. And by the time he left this morning, he said, oh, I think I'm going to run out of that stuff by the time I get home. you're going to have to send me some more. And I said, yeah, I said, I will. So of course he got the big lecture. He got the remag and the remite and all this stuff. He said he couldn't believe how much better he felt. He just couldn't even believe it, how much better he felt. So, you know, it's just so gratifying. It's great to do it for people and for the whole wide world. And we all are all over the world, and we're even expanding into the UAE and into Saudi Arabia. There's just no stopping us, but it's just so very fun when you get to do it for somebody that you love.
Oh, that's wonderful. Yeah. And Greg, your Greg was there with a gun to his head. That you better take this. You better take this. That's so cute.
That's
The parathyroid, what, just to say to people who may not know, it's tiny little glands beside the thyroid, and it, the parathyroid balances calcium. When you get a parathyroid benign tumor, it just pulls in too much calcium. So you're over-calcified, you get kidney stones, and it gives you all kinds of magnesium deficiency symptoms because there's so much calcium. So yeah, he was really low on magnesium. And the knee business, it's just, you know, your joints will take on some calcification. It's just kind of natural. So anyway, that's awesome. Appreciate it.
It was awesome. It was very fun. So,
but
listen,
he has to buy it, Jenny. You can't keep giving it away.
No, he's buying it. I got his credit card. He's buying it. I gave away my own jar. I said, here. Greg said this morning, where's the remake? I said, oh, I said, uh-oh. I sent it home with him. But anyway, but listen, you guys, get some Remag Balm if you haven't gotten it. It's just powerful and wonderful. It really is. You want to have it on hand. Absolutely.
Yep. Okay, well, Rachel, be happy we went overtime. Thank you, everybody. It was a great show.
Hooray.
Aloha, everyone. Thank you so much.
Thank you, everybody. Have a good week.
You have been listening to Dr. Carolyn Dean, the Doctor of the Future. Become a member of drcarolyndean.com and get access to all her leading edge of creation information, as well as archives, webinars, and other valuable media resources. Join Dr. Dean and Ginny Almighty same time again next week.